Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. We're paying tribute to Michael Clark, whose work we see throughout the city of Aledo, but many other places as well, as Mike had a great relationship and connection with a group called Wall Dogs. And Kurt Gaber, who's from Wisconsin, is a member of that group. Tell us a little bit about Wall Dogs and Michael Clark's personality and connection with that group and kind of what he's meant to those efforts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wall Dogs is a really unique group. It's a group of sign painters that try and keep the craft of hand lettering alive, because, you know, kind of died off a little bit with the, you know, emergence of computers and vinyl lettering. So sign painters will gather together at a Wall Dog meet. It's kind of an informal group, and they pick out a team leader for each mural project and paint over the course of 3 or 4 days with a team, you know, ranging from maybe 6 to 10 people. And that's where I first met Michael Clark, is at a Wall Dog meet. I believe we were in Illinois or Indiana, one of the two. And yeah, he just instantly was a personality that I liked, because he had a booming voice with a lot of presence. And if somebody needed a megaphone, they'd just holler, "Clark," you know, and he'd get everybody's attention. And a talented painter. He just always had this very recognizable style that was so clean and concise. Did a great job with the murals. And I think a lot of people like to work with him just because of his, you know, personality. I never did work directly with him, you know, not on his team, but saw him at the meets, and he would treat you like he was your buddy on the team, you know. One thing I remember is he was so good to my son, Hunter, who came along with me to these meets. You know, Hunter was probably only 15 years old, and Michael would always call him Hunter instead of Hunter. And we would just laugh at that, because if you heard it in his little accent that he had, you know, in his booming voice, it was just a lot of fun.
And I was going to say, his connection then and his influence, and then kind of his style, you've kind of hit on that a little bit, but I mean, how that equation all works together with kind of the Wall Dog effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, each Wall Dog is going to bring their own talent level and personality to the table. And some people are just quiet and laid back and just want to be a big part of a mural, or a small part, or just pitch them when they can. And Clark was a little bit boisterous. That's just how he was. But, you know, he would always be kind of that same personality, wearing that straw hat, and just hit it off with all of us. You know, I know that he worked really close with Mike Meyer and Cornbread. Those guys did a lot of work outside just the big Wall Dog meets, you know, because they took it a step further and did, you know, a lot of projects on their own, because I think they were so talented. So yeah, he definitely carried his weight in the Wall Dog community and was just a natural leader and just a really good friend.